Good afternoon. This is Mark Goh with Top Today Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, June 9th. The grains closed mixed with July corn up 10 and 3 quarter cents at 690 and 3 quarters, July wheat down 2 and 3 quarter cents at 682 and a quarter, and July beans down 17 and a half cents, 1562 and a half. December corn closed up a quarter of a cent at 609 and 3 quarters, and November beans closed down 8 and 3 quarter cents at 1448 and a quarter. Well, we opened the grains lower off of the weather in South Dakota, North Dakota, and the Canadian Plains. Even Missouri, Idaho, and Washington State got a little bit of rain. The forecasts were for Iowa to get rain in the 10 to 14 day bracket. But in the meantime, it looks, you know, hot and dry, 88 to 92 most of the week. So, you know, we don't see any relief in the Des Moines, Iowa area. The rest of the country actually doesn't look too bad, but the fact that they took out some of those rains helped rally the markets. July corn rallied 25 cents off the lows. December corn rallied 22 off the lows. So that was pretty impressive. November beans rallied 20 off the lows. July rallied 8 off the lows. This is another day where the July-November bean spread gave it up. It was down 10 cents, closing at 113. The lowest levels, you know, since December. And the funds, I think, have done a pretty good job of rolling out of July and into November. I think they've done a fair amount of that in July-December corn as well. But the July corn was the strongest in the lot today. You know, I think tomorrow is going to certainly be about the reports. Once we get that out of the way, we're going to go right back to the weather. If the weather is friendly, the reports are friendly, we could close very strong. If the reports obviously are bearish and there's some rains, we'll obviously be a lot lower. So there's a couple of balls juggling in the air, the weather and the report, and we'll just have to see what the government decides out here. The average guess is really 50 to 100 million lower on corn stocks. Bean stocks maybe up a couple of million. Wheat stocks up a couple million. But we don't see any great shakes out here. We know world stocks will be declining because of Brazil, but nothing that's really a surprise out there, at least for the time being. So we just have to wait for the reports tomorrow, see where we're at, and then see how we close tomorrow. One interesting note, the December corn got within a quarter of a cent of filling the gap from Monday. excuse me, we couldn't close it, missed it by a quarter of a cent, and then really December corn, 22 cents off those lows. So the gap still remains. If they go down and fill that gap tomorrow and close under it, it certainly won't look good for the markets. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.